We're glad to welcome back to KXT, Mike Toti. Thanks for coming, man.
In.
Yeah, you're playing tonight at Lola's, and it's part of your question jar tour.
Yes, indeed.
So there'll be lots of random questions tonight too. I can look
forward to that. Super weird questions. Yep.
And you brought your banjo. I think this is the first time we've done a session with you with a banjo.
Yeah, I the single on the album, despite the fact that it was a hip hop producer that produced it, he had a banjo laying around, so I improvised a banjo part. And that ended up being the basis of the record. And so I basically had to go out and buy a banjo to play the single. And since then, I've just been playing a lot of stuff on the banjo. It's just, it's an instrument I've really taken to.
Cool. All
I mean, I play it like a guitar player. I'm not like a, you know, I don't have any expertise at it, but.
Yeah, yeah. You don't have the little, the little, finger picks. What are those
called?
The
little picky style.
Yeah. All right. Well, what song do you want to play on the banjo first?
I'm going to start with These Are Your Friends. Perfect. These are your friends. 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 But hey, do you wanna go out? Do you wanna burn? But knock the chumps down. But hey, do you wanna dance? Seize the mysteries. Hold them in your hands. These are your friends. These are your friends. These are your friends. These are your friends. But hey, let's bump around. Let's break it down and puzzle it out. But hey, do you wanna get weird like a Faye Molloy? Like a sucker seer. It's change of crime, it's change of crime. It's change of crime, it's change of crime. Is it a crime to change? Is it a crime to change? These are your friends. 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 Thank you very much.
Great. It's Mike Doty on 91.7 KXT. I want to thank you again for the last time you were here for your great guest DJ hour. You broke out You broke out the Jose Gonzalez and all that. That was fun.
Always break out the Jose Gonzalez.
And then that evening on your way to your show, you got into an accident, didn't you?
Yes.
Because I was watching the Twitter and saw that you had put out this like plea for a ride to the Kessler or something like that. So wait, what happened?
Oh, there were two mattresses just stacked on 35W, just stacked there. I'm sorry, 35E.
Yeah, okay.
And, big difference when it comes to banging into mattresses in the middle of an interstate. and so I swore I could either hit the mattresses or try and swerve, and I swerved, and I got rear-ended. So, you know.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, I was pretty lucky. And then I immediately tweeted, like, I think the show's going to be late. And then I had to call my girlfriend, and I realized, like, yeah, really, my priority should be to call the girlfriend before tweeting. So
yeah, let her know that you're okay.
Exactly.
Suddenly realize that you've got responsibilities.
Yes, indeed.
But you made it to the show. Everything was okay.
Was great.
So hopefully no accidents on the way to Lola's tonight.
God willing.
So Stellar Motel, the new album, I mean, as you said, it's kind of a hip hop record.
Sure.
And it's funny. Last year, right around the holidays, I was just kind of I stumbled upon your cover of Christmas in Hollis, the one you did for the AV Club.
Ah, yes, that's right.
Which I thought was great. You did a really great version of that. And you're right. It is an underrated holiday song. So were the seeds for the record kind of planted with that, or how did it kind of come together?
Oh, I mean, it just really came together when I started collaborating with Good Goose, the producer guy. And I really was just sort of willing to follow him down his artistic rabbit hole. And it had less to do with a desire to make a particular kind of record than it did to have a partnership with him and sort of throw stuff back and forth between each other. It was about like the individual artist as opposed to like the genre.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the collaborations on the album. And then, you know, I mean, it's not exactly a hip-hop record. I mean, there's some sampling, you know, the banjo.
No, I mean, it runs the gamut. But he definitely, like, that's definitely his thing. And, you know, it is very strong influence on the sound.
Well, and right when we got that song, Light Will Keep Your Heart Beating in the Future, I got a chance to play it for a big room full of people. And it's funny, when it came on, you know, everyone's listening to it, and the reactions kind of change as the song progresses.
Right.
And then somebody made this great comment, and I never thought of it this way, but, you know, the timing of your record coming out after, you know, Avett Brothers and Mumford & Sons and all that, this guy made a comment. He goes, you know, this could be the first ironic use of a banjo.
Well, I hope it's not ironic. I mean, I try and do everything as sincerely as I possibly can. But yeah, I mean, it's very different from Mumford and Sons. That's for dang sure.
Yeah, yeah, especially when the beat kicks in and all that. Yeah. All right. Well, the show tonight, of course, at Lola's, and you'll have the banjo and a guitar tonight too. Or are you gonna? Is it
yeah,
gonna be,
okay. Banjo, guitar, a little electric bass guitar, little bit of keyboards, and Andrew Scrap Livingston, my usual partner, is playing cello.
Great, great. What song do you want to play next?
This is Light Will Keep Your Heart Beating in the Future. I was in many minds. I was in an airport bookstore. Away for many moons. Left the suitcase on the fourth floor. Enormous balloons, gold choker made out of spoons. Eating super sugar crisp, I was getting used to the swell. Light will keep your heart beating in the future. Light will keep your heart beating in the future. Keep your heart beating, keep your heart. Keep your heart beating, keep your heart beating in the future. There was a lot of them. There was a bloody fight next door. There was a crack stem. There was a ghoul on the misty moor. City bus, ketamine, Lucy Lawless. Magazine, database, lucky charm, out of space, smoke alarm. Light will keep your heart beating in the future. Light will keep your heart beating in the future. Keep your heart beating, keep your heart. Keep your heart beating, keep your heart beating in the beating in the keep your heart beating in the beating in the future. Overlap, overleaf, shoulder strap, fire chief, port swing, muddy lace, purple wine, freckle face, heavy hand, closed door, contraband, North Shore, fire line, margarine, rotten lime, mandarin. Light will keep your heart beating in the future. Light will keep your heart beating in the future. Light will keep your heart beating in the keep your heart beating, keep your heart beating in the beating in the keep your heart beating in the beating in the future. Thank you.
Awesome. That sounded great. It's Mike Doty live on 91.7 KXT. show tonight at Lola's, and you're going to be on tour for a while, and then any other plans, big plans for the rest of the year?
You know, I'm always writing songs, and you know, I try and you know, make some sharp left turns periodically, and you know, I'm hoping the opportunity to do that again will present itself.
Good, good. And you should think about putting out the Christmas in Hollis. I'm telling you, put it out in time for the holidays.
It's a whole Christmas album.
Yeah, yeah. Well, maybe that might be overkill, but yeah. Well, again, thanks so much for coming by and seeing us. We always like having you in. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah, it's Mike Doty on 91.7 KXT and live sessions on KXT, sponsored by Jason Ridings.